Rockers themselves are also taking out insurance against the most common ailments that could stop them from carrying on working. Aside from overdosing, typical career-ending injuries used to include electrocution, all that electrical equipment, but now are more likely to be osteoporosis and loss of hearing. The Rolling Stones lead guitarist Keith Richards, who is 73, has insured his hands for $1.6 million. Underwriters are ready to accept their clients' lifestyle and work hazards, arguing that where there is risk, there is reward, if the price is right. It's a badly misunderstood market, and one 70-year-old rocker is not like the other. There's plenty of scope for savvy underwriting, says one of them. And the insurers do take precautions. Exclusions for pre-existing conditions, especially those related to alcohol abuse or failing livers, are common. Rockers of advanced years are also good for busting stereotypes about older workers. Their energy levels may be lower, but they often pace themselves more and look after themselves better than in their younger days. Not so much sex and drugs, more tea and yoga. Sometimes such moderation is imposed by their insurers. The Stones' 14 on Fire tour contract is said to have contained exclusion clauses for a variety of dangerous pursuits. Besides, says the underwriter, by the age of 70, some of the riskier rockers have already been weeded out by the Grim Reaper.